brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Said that torturing women and children at Abu Ghraib and other camps in Iraq was just R&R, rest and relocation, rest and relaxation. And so I guess that's exactly what happened. I mean, Rush Limbaugh said last year they were just relaxing and blowing off steam, and we have the clip of him saying that. So I guess next time somebody kidnaps a young woman in your town and rapes her and tortures her to death, they shouldn't charge the person. They should just say, hey, they were resting and relaxing. I mean, this is the New York Times, the London Guardian, you name it. Michael Meacher has come out, the senior member of Parliament, number three in the Blair government till he resigned, and laid out the evidence of the British government being involved in funding terrorists and carrying out terrorist operations, much of what he said a few weeks ago on this broadcast, but even more in this new article. I'm not here to defend Mr. Bennett, but really his comments about abortions and blacks was taken out of context. The caller said that, and then he simply said that that was wrong. I'm not defending Bennett and his race horses and his gambling and his, how fake he is. He's a globalist, obviously, he and his brother, who play both sides of the political spectrum. But that's a diversionary issue, but we'll talk about it as well today. Incoming New York Fire Department chaplain questioned 911 story. He questioned the official 911 story. And he has now been relieved from his position. And all he said was, the experts say it would take weeks to wire a building like that, much less three of them, to bring them down. It looks like controlled demolitions might have been used, so they said sayonara when he came out and said that, so he's been forced to resign. And remember the whistleblower in the Pentagon who went public about how they knew that Muhammad Atta was, quote, Al-Qaeda, Al-C-I-A-da, and that he was being protected? Well, now they're revoking his security clearance and talking about charging him. Why, they've gone over his record with a fine-tooth comb, and they found $67.79 in personal cell phone charges. He said the amount was a legitimate expense accrued so he could forward calls. So they've picked over his record, and all these years they've picked over this lieutenant colonel's record, and why, falsely claiming $341.80 in mileage and toll fees. He said he filed travel expenses based on what he was told by human resources staff. I mean, see? You're just evil, folks. Let's not talk about the government protecting Muhammad Atta. Let's have the whole news now focus in on this evil colonel who blew the whistle. Why, he might have made $67 in a year of phone calls on his government cell phone that weren't really government calls. Well, calling his wife, how would that not be a government call when he's at work and he's going to tell her he's going to be late? But again, it shows how they divert us off of the issue. And he may get some prison time now. He made phone calls. Forget the government controlling Al-Qaeda. Let's talk about cell phone calls and toll road charges in his government car. Will Israel start World War III? An article that Paul Watson and I put together, a very important article that we shall go over. And we got Tex Mars joining us, talking about his new mega book. It's a begging. Codex Magica, a huge encyclopedic volume on all the different occult activities and societies and symbolism. It is a blockbuster. He'll be joining us in the second hour. InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome, my friends. It is Monday. Trust you had a good weekend. Already, my friends, the third day of October 2005. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours and 52 minutes, roughly. Tex Mars will be joining us to talk about his new book, Codex Magica, in the second hour. Of course, we're going to have open phones. You're always welcome to call in about any news issue you wish to discuss, or any new legislation that's been introduced, anything that's happening on the geopolitical scene. If you disagree with me, if you agree, whatever. 1-800-259-9231. And I have a rule that if you disagree with me, you go to the head of the line with as far as the calls go. Now, what happens a lot of the time is people really don't disagree, and they'll disagree in a sarcastic fashion just to go to the head of the line, and that's not very fair. But there's really no way to control that, because we don't screen calls. We ask your first name, where you're calling from. And if you volunteer that you disagree, you will go to the head of the line. And I'm told that Jeff in New Mexico disagrees, so he'll go ahead of David and Keith and others that are patiently holding. 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, we will get into Michael Meacher, that member of Parliament, coming out now, even more evidence of government involvement in terrorism, funding, controlling Al MI6, Al CIA, It's just the same story over and over again. New evidence of government involvement in the Bali bombing. And as that evidence came out, right on the heels of it, a government report of, oh yeah, here's a video clip showing who we say is the bomber. But there's now actual wars going on. As we expose these people, they then throw out more propaganda. So very, very interesting. But I wanted to start with this first. So many people call into this radio show and they say, or I get emails or I get faxes or questions on other talk shows when I'm a guest. If the government, that is, elements of the government, I'm not saying the government, a criminal element of the government carried out 9/11, it'd be such a big deal that they'd never be able to contain it and the truth would come out. Well, yes, the truth did come out. The truth came out about killing Kennedy. The truth came out about the Gulf of Tonkin never really happening that triggered us into Vietnam. The truth came out about the USS Liberty. Our own government, in collusion with Israel, trying to sink that ship, our own ship, to blame it on Egypt for a pretext to invade Egypt. It's now admitted. I mean, I've had former chairman, joint chiefs of staff on this show. I've had the admirals that took the phone call from LBJ saying, I want that ship going to the bottom. Understand, folks, it's not our opinion. Gladio's declassified that the U.S. government terror attacks carried out in Europe to be blamed on leftists. There's example after example after example. Northwoods, declassified, official U.S. government plan to carry out terror attacks on our own nation and blame it on foreign enemies. Example after example after example. It does all come out. But no one ever gets in trouble. People inside the government never go to jail for the crimes that they commit. That's the bottom line. And so they get more and more bold. And you talk about 9/11. I mean, we've had, what is it, like 9 FBI agents go public? Robert Wright, one of the most senior, the head of counterterrorism. John O'Neill went public and then was killed a few months later. I mean, told British newspapers they're... our government's going to allow an attack as a pretext to get Afghan oil. See, he didn't get the full picture at that time. He couldn't believe, but he did say, it's like Al-Qaeda's got a mole in the FBI. Well, see, you just, again, Mr. O'Neill, you didn't get the full picture. The people that control the FBI, control the CIA, control Al-CIA-ta, control Al-MI6-a, they control it all, buddy. It's all in history. Kermit Roosevelt admits he carried out bombings in 1953 in Iran and blamed it on Mossadegh to put the Shah in. Again, that guy gets up on NPR. I heard an interview from the early 80s, and he just comes out and he just, Kermit Roosevelt admits they carry out terror attacks. They're proud of it. Yeah, we blew up some mosque and shot some people. And then we blamed it on Mossadegh. Ha, 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 ha. We hired 2,000 thugs to burn buildings and shoot people and blow stuff up. It worked real well. Just me and about a dozen other men were able to bring down the entire government. I'm pretty powerful. Oh, this stuff would come out. Yeah, it comes out. They go on TV. They go on the radio. And they say they did it 50 years later, and people don't even care. It's just like, oh, so what? But they wouldn't do that today. And we've got, you know, the Sybil Edmonds of the world and the David Shippers of the world and just all these people in government and FAA employees go public and say, we were ordered to shred tapes. And Willie Brown, the mayor of San Francisco, goes, I got a call the night before not to fly. What's going on? But all of it gets swept under the rug, goes into the memory hole, never existed. And all we do is collate all this information and make films about it and do radio shows covering it. We're not radical. We're not bizarre. We're not extreme. We go, gee, our own government says they carry out terror attacks. They blame it on people. Wow, they have whole doctrines written on it. They have whole textbooks written on it. Gee, they have Army field manuals on it. Here's a copy. It's public. Here, let's talk. Ooh, you're reading an Army field manual. You're weird. What do you think of the Red Sox? So with all of that said, we come to this point. Pentagon revokes 911 officer's clearance. an officer who has claimed that a classified military unit identified four September 11th hijackers. You mean decoys, but these guys just can't face the full harm. Before the 2001 attacks, is facing Pentagon accusations of breaking numerous rules. Charges his lawyers suggest are aimed at undermining his credibility. Really? The alleged infractions by Army Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, 42, include obtaining a service medal under false pretenses, improperly flashing military identification while drunk, and stealing pins. Oh, so now they've got a little Army file on him, all the dirt they dug up over the years. Somebody claims he was drunk when he got pulled over. Some military police filed that. According to military paperwork shown by his attorney at the Associated Press, oh, he might have taken some pins home. This is pure evil. Even if it's true, it's pure evil. Schaefer was one of the first to publicly link September 11th leader Muhammad Atta to the unit codenamed Able Danger. Schaefer was one of five witnesses the Pentagon ordered not to appear. Well, I'm sure they're all bad. September 21st, before the Senate Judiciary Committee to discuss the unit's findings. You know, these unit leaders, they know they're ruining their careers. They know what they're doing is career suicide. They're not doing it for money, fame. They're doing it because they love this country. And they're trying to protect this country. They're heroes. I mean, just on the face of it, they have nothing to gain but defending this country. And that's why they did it, and they're heroes. And now they're being crucified on the most ridiculous of flimsy charges. I mean, if all of this is true, oh, wait, we haven't gotten to the worst part. $60-something dollars in cell phone calls to his wife. The military revoked Schaefer's top security clearance this month, a day before he was supposed to testify to a congressional committee. That was going to be in secret, folks. They ordered him under national security not to. Just like they told FBI agent Robert Wright not to, and he got up there and cried and said, all I can say is, the Bush's vacation with the Bin Ladens are what I know now. Yeah, you know now. It's horrible. You do. You know now, don't you? You know who they are. They're the killers, and they're going to kill more until we all become men and women and wake up to just how serious this is. This isn't a game. This isn't a joke. They vacation with the Bush. Here's the letter. I can't tell you what we know. All right. I mean, it's, yeah, wouldn't you cry? You thought you were a good guy. You thought you worked for the good guys. You find out you worked for Beelzebub. And see, that's how this evil system works. It's got all these incredible heroes, these incredible men and women in the military, in the FBI, everywhere. But you delude yourselves. You lie to yourselves. You do not face what you're part of. Stop it. Stop it right now. This country's going to hell in a handbasket because you haven't had the ultimate courage, the moral courage, and the psychological studies show moral courage going against the grain, going against peer pressure, takes more courage than charging machine gun nests. You've got to have the moral courage. Citing concerns with the Privacy Act, Commander Terry Sutherland, a Defense Intelligence Agency spokesman, declined to release any information on Schaefer. Zaid said he can't prove the Pentagon went after Schaefer because he's a whistleblower, but all the timing associated with the clearance issue has been suspiciously coincidental. No, really. They trump up all these charges the day before he's to testify. And they're trumping it up on the other five. According to papers provided by Zaid, the Defense Intelligence Agency is questioning whether Schaefer deserved a Defense Meritorious Service Medal. He was awarded. Schaefer, who is supported by a retired colonel who has praised his work, says those challenging the medal do not have firsthand knowledge of his actions. So they just start challenging a medal he's got. I mean, how stupid. And it goes on to say, according to paperwork, the alleged infractions against Schaefer also include obtaining $67.79 in personal cell phone charges. He said the amount was a legitimate expense accrued so he could forward calls. Imagine being a colonel and making cell phone calls on your government phone. Meanwhile, folks, there are tens of billions of dollars a year stolen. I mean, these guys, most of these guys are like loading up 18-wheelers full of computers for sale. No one gets in trouble. This guy, some cell phone calls.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want? To be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Army colonel who's been crucified is that you ask, where are they? Why don't they go public? Why don't they speak out? Why something this big would be exposed? They do speak out all the time. And we don't support them properly. You don't support them properly. And the government breaks them or busts them down or goes after them for crooked toenails. For hangnails. And so that's what's happening here. And there is an ocean of whistleblowers. There is an ocean of people exposing corruption. And the system supports the corruption. There's a new book out by the former police chief of San Diego and Seattle where he talks about that. But they'd sit around in rooms and go, well, our officers are involved in crime. Our officers are involved in pillage. They're involved in the murder of innocent people. But we have to cover it up because the city lawyers say we'll be liable. And then it actually creates a culture where the bad cops don't get in trouble, ravage whoever they want, and then it ends up costing the city, the county, the state, the country even more money, and it makes the people hate all the good cops wrongly. And that's a big city police chief just came out with that book a few months ago. It's getting rave reviews. I got to get him on. In fact, I forgot to do that. I had Jack McClam on about the book, and there were a couple big magazine articles about it. But it again, evil never pays. Cutting corners never pays. You know, it seems like it's working the first few times you do it. The first few times you falsify a report. The first few times you keep your mouth shut. The first few times you follow orders. But the society then starts breaking down. And it may not come back on you. It may come back on your son, on your daughter. It may be when you're 75 years old and something horrible happens to that grandbaby you love more than anything on earth. You're crying so hard you feel like your guts are going to bust. You're wrenching so hard. And I want all those sins, when it happens, to flash in front of your eyes. I wish I'd have done something before it was too late. I wish I'd have listened to Alex Jones. It's going to be really bad, folks. The globalists are so evil. I don't have words to describe them. Okay, there's a lot of news here, and I know we have phone calls. We're going to get to you, but I really do want to cover some of will Israel start World War III? And to finish the setup the U.S. started by radicalizing and arming Iran in the first place. A detailed article getting into how they're openly saying, back on Friday, they may go ahead and start attacking Iran any day, when Iran admittedly has peaceful systems. Our own CIA's reports that are coming out that the government and the media doesn't want to talk about, the non-falsified reports say that it'll be 10 years if they were to move forward with a public nuclear program. I mean, it's not easy to create an A-bomb, folks, much less a hydrogen, or an X-ray bomb, or a neutron bomb. It's very complex, but an A-bomb is hard enough. For another 10 years, 10 years, and they've got UN video cameras, which is bad enough. They've given into UN control. See, I mean, the good cops give into UN control, the bad cop is, or we'll bomb you. And is it good for the people of Iran, good for the people of Israel, good for the people of America? Is it good for anybody to go to war with Iran? I mean, I know some of you want to sit around in your easy chair drinking whiskey and watching the war like it's a football game, but it isn't. Or a lot of you work for defense contractors, and you figure you'll make some money off of it. It's bad, folks. Iran is not Iraq, where our government was able to covertly pay off over two-thirds of Saddam's generals even before they attacked in 2003. Iran isn't a situation where the CIA put Saddam Hussein in and knew his every action, his every move, trained him from the age of 18. No, these are people that our government doesn't control. They already tried to overthrow Iran 2 years ago. During the Iraq invasion, remember all the rioting and bombing and stuff that went on in Iran? They tried to get the college students to, you know, cause some popular insurrection, got squashed. And I'm sure those are wonderful youth. There's a lot of corruption that needs to be exposed in Iran. So then again, getting the resistance to flower and hacking it off, just like they did with the Shiites in 1991 in Iraq. All right, we'll come back and hit a few news items and take some calls and go back into news. And then Tex Mars joins us. You'll want to stay with us. And don't forget the websites, prisonplanet.tv, prisonplanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
8 p.m. tonight. I won't be watching it. I'll be busy working on a new documentary. But perhaps I'll remember to tape it and watch it later. They're going to have a... You were telling me about it, John. Is it Discovery Channel or History Channel? History Channel. John saw the ad for it. History Channel show about the Illuminati. The New World Order Illuminati. And, of course, I'm sure it'll be a gigantic whitewash. And the moral of the story is you're really a Ku Klux Klan member if you think royalty ever had any power or that elites ever wanted control. And, you know, the founding fathers are bad and evil, too. I mean, who knows? Who knows what they'll do? I've actually seen some good stuff on the History Channel. They had that week-long special where they had, you know, the eyewitnesses to the government killing Kennedy, and LBJ's lawyer, the current White House press secretary's father, Barr McClellan, who we've had on the show, saying, yeah, LBJ told me he had Kennedy killed. I mean, I've had LBJ's mistress on, his admitted mistress, who had his only son, who later died of cancer, by the way, mysteriously. But, I mean, I've interviewed her in studio where she's there talking about, she's dead now, about being at the meeting with all the big globalists there in Dallas that had come in. And that is globalist gophers
all the top men for the globalist, all their top executives were there. And then LBJ said, well, we're going to kill that son of a bitch tomorrow. That's another quote. And I had the other admiral on who was on the phone with him over the radio phone when he said, I want that GD ship going to the bottom. Really nice fellow with the USS Liberty. It's just, and I've heard the tape of LBJ on the phone at his ranch talking to McNamara in Washington at 2 o'clock in the morning, and totally the attack didn't happen. We're telling the public it did. That's right, Mr. President. We've got to keep this quiet. This is the pretext we needed. Actually, our ships were in there attacking them. All right, well, what do I tell the press and the media? What do I tell them then? I talked to his mistress. I talked to his lawyer. I listened to tapes of him on the phone with McNamara. We've got the evidence, eyewitnesses, tapes of him saying it. They're terrorists. They're ruthless. Stop being naive. But I would like to see that. Here's some of the news that's coming up. Brunton recruited terrorist Michael Meacher claims, Agent News, an astonishing claim that MI6 recruited Muslim extremist in Britain for terror training abroad has been made by Oldham Member of Parliament and former Cabinet Minister Michael Meacher. Mr. Meacher also suggested that a British Muslim held under sentence of death in Pakistan for beheading a U.S. journalist is being kept alive because he was a British double agent. The Oldham West and Royalton Member of Parliament makes these sensational claims in an article for the Asian News sister paper, The Guardian. A former Environment Secretary claims that Britain's overseas security organization, MI6, set about recruiting UK Muslims, directing them to support U.S. efforts to overthrow communist governments in Afghanistan and Yugoslavia. He highlights a Delphi-based research foundation that estimates anything up to 200 UK Muslims could have been underground training in overseas terrorist camps. And he goes in to talk about how top MI6 terrorists or top terrorists are MI6. And basically a lot of what he talked about on the air here 3 weeks ago, but we published the interview and the statements he made, and it didn't make one-tenth the splash that this Asia News article did. We need to get the transcript of that Meacher article up. We need to write an expansive article on this because he said a lot more in the interview here than he said in this this London Guardian story. We need to get the full ramifications out there for the public. But we'll get into Al CIADA, Al MI6A. He writes, during an interview for Fox TV this summer, the former U.S. federal prosecutor John Loftus reported that the British intelligence had used Al-Mujahideen group to recruit Islamist militants with British passports for the war against Serbs in Kosovo. Well, yeah, that was Al-Qaeda. The now disbanded Al-Mujahideen group held meetings in Manchester after 9/11 praising the courage of the suicide bombers and claimed to be helping U.K. Muslims to fight U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Meacher also highlights the case of UK-born Muslim Omar Saeed Shaikh, sentenced to death for the murder of U.S. journalist Daniel Pearl. He then goes on to get into the latest Haswat character who they're protecting, who was on the terrorist watch list but was allowed back into the UK and now making cell phone calls the days of both bombings to both groups of supposed bombers. Well, yeah, he's the MI6 handler. But the article goes on for three pages and gets into ISI and Ahmad Ahmed wiring the money to the supposed lead hijacker. And then, of course, we have the Able Danger Colonel and the other five members of the Army brass in Defense Intelligence going public and saying, look, we knew he was Al-Qaeda. And our government knew and wouldn't let us stop them. Well, of course they didn't let you stop the decoys. They had to get on board so the remote control system could take over and carry out the attacks. I mean, again, it's staring you right there in the face. So we have that article. Then we have this out of the Sunday Herald. Torture of Iraqis was for stress relief, say U.S. soldiers. So Just what Limbaugh said, it's stress relief. You know, torturing, killing is enjoyable for Ted Bundy and people like you. That's just admitted, public. BBC, inside the secretive Bilderberg Group, big article, just flaunting Bilderberg Group in your face. Again, 5 years ago, Bilderberg Group didn't exist, and I was attacked by the New York Times for even talking about it. Just didn't exist. Now it's mainstream news. And striking Iran would shoot up oil prices to $400 a barrel. So what would $400 a barrel be? You'd be paying $10-$12 a gallon for fuel. And military occupies the U.S. That was our sub-headline last week in our two-part series. Part three is yet to be written about the end of Posse Comitatus. Well, I like Jim Tucker's headline, and all I'm saying is he came to the same conclusion. Military occupies U.S., Army to take control during national crisis. And that's really what they're doing, military occupying the U.S. And Jim Tucker has written an American Free Press article about this. We've got to get Jim on, give us some of his expertise on that. Big, big deal. Glad somebody else sees it the same way we do. And Bush chooses Myers for Supreme Court. Tell you all about her. Thank God it's not Gonzalez, but I'm sure this one will be just as bad. And ID chips for all livestock. That's now starting up. And Big Brother, should it be in your car? This out of the Detroit News. That's right, already in your car. Nobody asked you. The transponders are now going to go in to start taxing you. Former Education Secretary, black abortions would lower crime. I'm sure you've heard about this. And I don't like Mr. Bennett, but this is the last article I'll cover. Then I'll take calls and we'll go into more detail. Sorry if I sound a little stuffy, folks. I've got the perpetual allergies we're all laboring under here in the capital of allergies, Austin, Texas. So whenever I'm stopped up,
I don't talk like this.
I talk like this. Former education secretary, black abortions would lower crime. The White House on Friday criticized former education secretary William Bennett, Mr. 45,009 gambling, Mr. Virtue, for remarks linking the crime rate and the abortion of black babies. The president believes the comments were not appropriate. White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan, son of the man who was LBJ's lawyer, who says LBJ told him he killed Kennedy. Oh, side issue, sorry. The president believes that comments were not appropriate, White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan said. Bennett, on his radio show, Morning in America, was answering a caller's questions when he took issue with the hypothesis put forth in a recent book that one reason crime is down is that abortion is up. And folks, I've heard the clip of what Bennett did. And I don't know why he's being attacked. He actually said it was wrong to push that idea, that Peter Singer-type idea. This is really twisted, folks. See, this is a dishonest attack. So conservatives see this then and then think everything liberals say is a lie. You got to attack the globalists, whether they're liberal or liberal Democrats or conservative Republicans, on the issues. And they've got to be honest. But let me just get to the article. Bennett, on his radio show, Morning in America, was answering a caller's question when he took issue with the hypothesis put forward in a recent book that one reason crime is down is that abortion is up. Now, quote, "But I do know that it's true that if you wanted to reduce crimes, you could, if that were your sole purpose, you could abort every black baby in this country and your crime rate would go down," said Bennett, author of the Book of Virtues. Well, I mean, if you aborted every baby, period. Young people are always the new crime wave, statistically. Black, white, it doesn't matter. And you would see a reduction once that aborted age group got up to about 15 to 20. You would see a drop. He went on to call that an impossible, ridiculous, and morally reprehensible thing to do, but your crime rate would go down. So these far out, these far-reaching, extensive explorations are, I think, tricky. Responding later to criticism, Bennett said his comments had been mischaracterized and that his point was the idea of supporting abortion to reduce crime was morally reprehensible. Bennett was Education Secretary under President Reagan director of drug control policy when President Bush's father was president. And he's a horrible globalist creature. I mean, I can't stand Mr. Bennett. But it is true that the highest crime rate in this country is in illegal aliens. And the second highest crime rate is in black males between the age of 13 and 20. And then the next, of course, highest crime rate is white males between that age. I mean, that's when people go robbing liquor stores. That's when people rob, shoplift. That's when people get into gang activities. That's when the military tries to recruit you to go kill people overseas. That's the age where you get violent and aggressive and want to go out and count coup. I mean, that's the age that Native Americans would send their young men off on their first raiding parties. So the caller asked the question, and then Bennett said, well, it's true that if you aborted every black person, you would have lower crime. But again, if you aborted everybody in that age group, you would have lower crime. So now, obviously, the largest portion per capita race-wise are black males. And a lot of them are innocent. A lot of them are in there for petty reasons. A lot of them are, blacks statistically are treated different by the judicial system. They are treated different by police. And a lot of that is because it is acceptable to do that because it's well known that statistically they don't have as much money. Tony Brown has talked about this on this show. He's done a lot of studies on it and looked at some of the other studies. He's done several studies himself and looked at other studies, to say it properly. And all that happens is poor areas is where the crime centers to begin with. It's where the whorehouses center. It's where the money laundering centers. It's where the drug production centers because that's where the establishment allowed it to center. It's like in The Godfather, which is based on a true story, when they're having the big commission meeting with all the top gangsters, and the racist mob boss says, keep the prostitution and the drugs and the gambling in the colored areas, they're animals, let them lose their souls. And so that's where you stick the whorehouses, that's where you stick the crack dens, that's where it's acceptable, that's the zones. And now it's spilt out everywhere. So that's a big part of it, folks. People, you know, racists like to point their finger at blacks and say, you know, they're just inferior because look at the crime in their areas. Well, they were drug from areas that were not very civilized to begin with, that resembled Germania 2,000 years ago. Well, they were drug in the last 500, 600 years to places all over the world, enslaved. Their leaders were killed. They weren't allowed to have any education. They were then put in modern plantations, modern reservations, the inner cities. And systematically, every crime base you can imagine was implanted in their community. And the police and the private prisons, I mean, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, these big private prisons, you know, the good old boy private prisons managed by the local government warden, but privatizing their services. I mean, they needed some good black slaves again to go build the roads and cut the cotton and pick the cotton and do all of it. It's like Shawshank Redemption, folks. That's how the prisons really operate. And it's like Tulia, Texas. The local economy fell apart, so they just built a prison, and all the local rich boys actually owned the prison, and they needed some more people in the prison and the local factory. They just went out like it was a raiding party and just would grab a dozen blacks here, 50 blacks there, 5 blacks here, totally innocent. They'd no drugs found. They'd go put them in the prison building stuff as slaves. So that is going on. But to just freak out and pull our hair out because Bennett says this, it shows the level of manipulation, the level of political correctness, the level of they're training us to have this mindset so there can't be free speech. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in New Mexico. Jeff, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, first 20-second statement before the disagreement. The so-called authorities are terrorists non-government people are terrorized of police arresting and imprisoning them for disobeying all these actually unconstitutional laws more than they are terrorized by those fellow ordinary citizens with jobs and or savings that also own semi-automatic pistols or carbines. And what I disagreed with you about is the way you handle Kevin in Alabama when he calls in.
The fellow who said we need to get physical?
Yeah, I think you should ask him first if he's serious or joking, because like when he said about Bohemian Grove, I was like laughing about that. I thought...
No, he's serious.
Okay, well, you know, remember when Ronald Reagan made that joke about something like the bombing is going to start to tomorrow or something like that? You remember that?
Yeah, about Russia.
Yeah, I mean, we should have equal protection under the law. Kevin isn't at an airport or something at where he's going through the checkpoint at the airport where you can't make jokes. I think you should make it more clear.
No, I understand. I think Reagan said the bombing starts in 20 minutes. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to go to Charles in Louisiana, who hadn't given us a report in a couple of weeks on what's happening there in the aftermath of Katrina and now Rita. But go ahead and finish up what you had to say there, Jeff, in New Mexico.
Yeah, when I was on hold, I thought of another thing. You know, you said that you protest against the KKK at the same level you do as La Raza or some of these other things. But, you know, the nonviolent KKK might actually agree with the way you protect your family. Like you said, if you ever had to be evacuated, you would, these people better get out of your way or something like that. I mean, isn't that just the same as what Kevin was saying, something he said you'd drive around a checkpoint and they better get out of your way?
What does that have to do with the KKK? Listen, I appreciate your call, but listen to me. The KKK is a Luciferian organization. They are Knights of the Secret Circle, Knights of the Golden Circle. Now, most KKK members don't even know that. It's pretty obvious, just the outfits. It's hidden in plain view. You know, these wizard outfits and what they call themselves, Cyclopsian rulers and Grand Dragons. But it's a Masonic order founded by Albert Pike, Supreme Grand Mason. You never hear Jesse Jackson saying, take down the big Albert Pike statue right beside the Supreme Court building. Founder of the Klan, who wrote books, published them, saying, I am possessed by Lucifer. We Masons worship Lucifer. And, you know, you tell a Mason, hey, why do you have a picture of Albert Pike up in your lodge? And they'll go, he was a great Mason. Oh, have you read Morals and Dogma? No, I just go to the... We eat steaks and we learn little secret rituals. It don't mean nothing. Oh, you've only progressed to the third degree, haven't you, Master Mason? Yep, I sure have. Well, you don't know anything, little boy. I know the degrees up to the 160th. You don't know anything, little boy. You think there's only 33rd degrees. You don't know anything. Let's go to Charles in Louisiana. Charles, go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Pretty good, my friend.
Well, I just want to say a couple of things. Now they're playing now on this deal with the Superdome. They're saying there's only was six bodies in there. There wasn't women, wasn't assaulted, and all that. Well, I know that's a lie because I was up there when they was taking the people, you know, transferring them. And another thing is, we ran FEMA out of Livingston Parish. They wanted to put trailers here, and when we had 3,000 people, when the Red Cross come, they said, well, you take care of them. We can't handle it. And now FEMA's giving money away hand and foot, Mr. Jones. I mean, people are fighting over this free money for nothing. They're giving food stamps. They're giving that. These people haven't been hurt by the storm that much. Now FEMA's giving them $300 per person when they go to this place. I think it's at the courthouse. And people are actually camping out at night, camping out to get this money. And I don't think it's fair because FEMA's just trying to buy us because we ran them out, and they're giving us free money up, and people's just enjoying it and living a good life.
No, that's exactly what FEMA does. They've done it in the past. They did the worst job they could, caused things to break down, then they call for an Indo Posse Comitatus and for the military to occupy the United States of America. Then they come in and hand out a bunch of cash to locals and the government to get you trained to accept federal control.
Right, exactly. That's exactly what's happening up here. But I'm going to tell you something. I think that the American people, with their greed, they just have a curse on them. I really believe that. And another thing, for us, our military, after what I've seen, our military confiscating these guns and all that, Mr. Jones, I would never back up our military no more. If you like it or not, it's the truth. They are our enemies.
Well, when our military, just like when the German military started following Hitler, when they start breaking the Constitution, they do become enemies of America. I mean, George Washington said that, and I stand with George Washington. Anything else, Charles?
No, sir. I just want to thank you for what you're doing, sir.
God bless you, my friend. Take care. Second hour coming up.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.